Hey gang, Fraser Smith here, and this episode of Puck Off is brought to you by DraftKings. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and use promo code PUCK to play for free for a shot to become a millionaire. Enter PUCK right now at DraftKings.com. All right, gang. Welcome to Puck Off. Fraser Smith here, Joe Bartnik over there. And welcome back, my friend.
Thank you. Just amazing. The first time we've looked each other in the eye with the joy of Milan Lucic.
Yeah, come on, man. Come on. And you know our special guest loves it.
Oh, absolutely. With the one and only LA Kings number one fan, the great Jose Galvez in the house.
Hello. Good to be back, guys.
Good to see you, buddy. You got to be excited about Lucic.
Very, very excited. He's a rare type of player. Very rare, you know. I'm sure you've heard enough about Lucic on this show, but I love it. I think he's going to fit great on that first line.
Yeah.
And you know what? Maybe you could trade Dustin Brown and a $7 million contract out.
He's making $7 million?
He's making $7 million.
God, I love Dusty, but now I don't want him.
Yeah.
You know, really. Really. Yeah, I mean, I love Dusty. Yeah. And a super cool dude. Yeah.
Now, you did lose Justin Williams, too.
Yeah, but I sort of was expecting that, but not for what he went for 3-2, which is actually a pay cut. I thought he was going to get a pay raise. And 2 years, short term, I don't understand. But whatever, you know.
Well, Mr. Game 7, it's a tough guy to lose.
Yeah. Do you think maybe the Caps win that Game 7 if he plays against the Rangers?
The Caps really stepped up, though, because as we were leaving, we were laughing that Oshie was still trade bait. And they went out and got Oshie.
Yeah, they got him.
One of the captain's favorites.
Yeah, I love Oshie.
And two of your guys there, and then the great Justin Williams.
Yeah.
The funny thing
They're loading up.
Yeah.
Funny thing is that the St. Louis Blues got Troy Brower and a couple. You know, we don't do the picks and all the minutia, but Troy Brower actually scored as many goals as Oshie last.
Yeah, I'm surprised to see that.
Yeah, I was too. That.
Yeah,
I mean, Osh kind of a little bit of a down year, I guess. But you know, that just goes to show you how good Brower played last night.
Brower played well then.
Yeah.
He plays with OV over there, so, you know.
Yeah, that helps. Yeah.
Well, you know, they had a great 3.5 lines. I mean, they really – and then they put four together and beat the Islanders, which was very scary to make me look – thankfully, okay.
I picked the Caps out of the East last year in my
well, I think they've improved themselves too. They look good with that lineup.
And now they're bulletproof with the on shootouts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, with the young Russian kid Kanetsov, and then Ovi batting second, and then Oshie batting third. Even Disco couldn't screw that up. And the other thing that happened is we were at the big Oshie. The thing we left off with was, I was saying, I bet, you know, wouldn't Brad Richards be nice for you guys in Detroit? And look, lo and behold, you really did well for your. I mean, you know, a lot of people like Green.
I was happy to get Green. You're not a big Green fan. I think Green's pretty talented.
If you can hide him. I mean, seriously, he played good last year as the fifth and sixth defenseman.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to be able to hide? If you can hide him.
Yeah, I don't know.
5 and 6 and run your power play, then I'm all
I just
for
like
it.
Those defensemen who can rush the puck.
Right.
He's pretty good at that. And I do love Brad Richards coming there.
That's huge.
You did call it, man.
It's I mean, Ken Holland. I mean, he's the witch of GMs.
Well, speaking of the witch, that's our bad news. He's not going to be ready for the start of the
season. Oh, is that the new update?
That's what I just saw.
Hurt. Well, you got Brad is nice to fill in there, you know. It's good to have Brad right there.
He's been in the finals the last 2 years.
I mean, that's the one thing, you know, whatever, when people say, you know, blah, blah, blah about Gino or blah, blah, blah about Brad Richards or whoever you want to, once you've won a Conn Smythe, they can never take that away from you.
Yeah.
They don't just hand out, you know, they don't just hand out Conn Smythe to people.
Right.
Nope.
You know, and I think that's a great move for Detroit.
Well, I love it.
He's going to be between Nyquist and the other kid we love, Tartar.
Yeah.
then you get the witch back.
We're looking good when you get the witch back.
You have the witch, Holmstrom, Zetterberg.
Yeah.
Zetterberg and Abdicator. That's a great one,
too. We got some players,
Franzen, right?
Yeah. Is Franzen.
I don't even know.
I don't even know either.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Yeah, he's been gone a long, long time. And the other one that happened, we were talking about under our nose, or as we were signing off, or we didn't quite get to, Matt Beleski is now a Boston Bruin. 4 years, $20 million, $5 million a year is not that bad for Beleski.
No.
I still don't understand really what they're doing in Boston.
Yeah.
And I think they're weaker than they used to. I mean, you know, obviously we can sit here and talk for an hour about how great the greatness of Milan Lucic.
Yeah.
But
Jose's even sick of us.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, what do you do without him? I don't know what they're trying to do.
Well, I didn't get that move.
That's the big bad Bruins are now the fast finesse Bruins.
Right. Yeah, it's a mixed message to the fans. We're rebuilding. No, we're plugging.
Yeah,
holes.
No, we want to have skill. We're going to acquire Ronaldo.
Beleski's a good pickup, I think.
No, he's
a good second, third liner. Yeah. Can play anywhere, kind of thing.
Yeah, he's. I'm shocked that they. I know Bergeron's the Selke guy. I'm shocked they didn't try to move Krejci. I think Krejci would have been worth something to somebody.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And get something back. I don't think Krejci's ever. I think. In the last couple of years, he has not played well.
Right.
And he's been the decline. I know they lost the Reverend Horton Heat, and then, you know, then they lost, I mean, then they lost Iggy, mm-hmm. and now they lost Luch. So, you know, do you really need Krejci? I mean, I really get a couple more wingers that, you know,
right.
I don't know. And then they lost, you know. If there's anyone more overrated than Derek Pouliot, it's Dougie Hamilton. Right. I mean, what do you feel about that?
I still haven't really made up my mind about him. I know he was a high pick and, you know, had a lot of good big minutes in Boston, but I don't know. Never really made up my mind, but overrated, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Joe thinks so.
Okay.
Yeah. I've fought Mr. Burr for 2 years on Dougie. I'm right. Like, he's overrated.
Well, we'll see him in Calgary, you know, when the Kings play them a lot. So
Calgary's, I mean, I don't know why. I mean, did Calgary really need him? I mean, for the money they paid him?
They
don't want to sign, you know.
Giordano, who still needs a contract.
Ah, yeah. sign that guy.
Yeah, you got to sign that guy.
Now, what do you think about Sakura? He really didn't really get to, I don't think, do his thing with the Kings.
No, he didn't. He started off cold, and I'm like, well, we traded a first-round pick for this dude, and then settled in. And, like, the more I saw him play, the more I really liked him. Like, okay, we got to re-sign. We got to re-sign this guy, especially with Voinov in this limbo world. We got to sign Sakura. And then, obviously, it didn't happen.
Well, Voinov, according to published reports, will come back to the Kings after 90 days in the can,
right?
And 3 years probation. So
Or you think he'll be banned from the league?
I think the Kings are going to – he's suspended right now. Maybe the NHL will tack on the suspension. I think the Kings are going to float. If he comes back, is there going to be problems? And if there's not, he's going to step in. They need him. They didn't get Paul Martin, who I thought would have been the ultimate choice.
Right. The Dean tried to sign Paul Martin before he signed in Pittsburgh, I think.
Right.
And he didn't get him then, and he didn't get him again. So I don't think Paul Martin wants to play in L.A. He wants to play in San Jose, apparently.
Well, I don't get that.
Ward as well. Ward is new news.
Like Sakura get away.
You know, he's just signed for we don't have the cap space for what he got in Edmonton. I mean,
well, but they need D.
Yeah.
Edmonton's going to overpay people until McDavid gets to the conference finals.
Right.
And then someone will want to join up. But until then, you're with a bunch of kids and you're in Edmonton.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Going shopping with
But Edmonton's going to be good. They're going to be good. It's going to take a couple years.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Mrs. Scrivens didn't like it, so.
Well, I go with whatever she says. She is the unofficial GM.
Yeah, you know, she didn't like the mall with Edmonton. So I don't know. I don't know how many wives do. A couple more that we missed is Cal Palmieri leaving the Anaheim Ducks to go into Jersey. The first real move by Ray Shiro.
Yeah.
Well, it's a nice little move for him.
You know, it's good for him. He's from that area, so he's happy. His family's happy, so maybe.
I don't know why they wanted to get rid of Palmieri. They must be starting to run into cap problems, getting Hagelin and Bieksa.
Bieksa's a good pickup.
Yeah, we liked it last. Especially for losing Beauchemin. I love Francois Boschemin.
Yeah. Yeah. He's awesome. Always. Good pickup for the Avs.
Like we said last week, I think they're a playoff team now.
Yeah,
I think so.
Avs really improved themselves.
They really needed that guy. They really needed someone to play 28 minutes and anchor that team and wear the A and be a defense. I mean, that's what they needed last year. Remember all last year? He said, I think he's had defensemen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure Dallas was bidding. I hope for the great Lindy
Ruff.
Now,
do you think Bieksa makes up for that?
I think he makes up for some toughness and some leadership, but he's not Francois Beaujolais.
Yeah.
Beaujolais has an air of class about him, and nothing against Bieksa as a human being, but Beaujolais's a leader. He's a leader of men. Like, those kids all played well with Beaujolais being number one.
But I think if Boudreau is your coach, you're not winning the cup. Well, that's bottom line.
Getting the arguments over here.
The first hex of barbecue in the as we turn seasons, and we're not looking back, we're looking ahead.
Well, you made a prediction last week.
The first arrow shot at barbecue.
I've always thought that, though. He doesn't look like a Stanley Cup winner.
Well, you know what happened, though? It's going to be the Walrus.
Okay.
McLean is now the assistant head coach
of the Ducks.
Yeah. From Ottawa. He's
my favorite. Wow. That guy's when he left, his speech was awesome.
Sure.
Right? He was hilarious.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah. Speaking of parting speeches, how about John Scott?
Yeah, well, we teased it last week, and I wanted to read it for everybody.
It's unbelievable, man. It's unbelievable.
To all the fans of San Jose, I want to thanks to all the fans of San Jose for a good year, Scott wrote on Instagram. I enjoyed my time there, even though we had a tough year on the ice. At least now I can fight some of the guys on the team who I really didn't like. And he gives their handles. And
he goes on to list everyone on the team.
Yeah, he lists everyone on the team. Tommy Wingles. Yeah, so, and I'm not going to read their handles because I don't know, but it ends up to be Barclay Goodrow, Chris Tierney, Logan Couture, Mike Brown, Tommy Wingles, Thomas Hurdle, our friend.
Wow.
And Rafi Torres. And let me tell you something. If Rafi Torres and John Scott were in a two-car crash, it'd be the best thing that could happen to the NHL.
Oh, wow.
I mean, there's no bigger piece of crap than Rafi Torres, or except possibly John Scott.
Well, John Scott, that was a... You know, do you think that was tongue in cheek, or was he serious?
I think he was serious.
I don't know. I don't know what the type of player he is or his personality. So maybe I can read. I read it as both.
I read something that said he was actually well liked in the locker room.
Yeah, I saw that.
Except too. Among those eight guys.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Yeah. Well,
maybe those were his best friends. I don't know. It could be this.
Yeah, you never know. It might have been a goof
kind of thing. Yeah.
Just to counteract that. Paul Martin came to Pittsburgh from I watched him play in New Jersey. I'm like, he's just the type of guy we need. He came, he had one or two mediocre years. The fans got on him. Ray Shiro, the classy GM he is, said, hey, Paul, do you want to leave or you want to stay? It's up to you. And of course, McCulloch said, I want to leave because now McCulloch's back in Arizona because I guess they need orange traffic cones on the I-10 freeway.
You need them out there.
Oh, we got McCulloch. But basically, I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's about four typewritten pages. But go out there and Google Paul Martin farewell speech to the people of Pittsburgh.
Classy.
If you're a Pittsburgh fan, it'll make you well up like you're watching Old Yeller. And if you're not a Pittsburgh fan, you're going to go, what a classy, classy guy. Yeah. That's why San Jose gave him four years, and he's old. That's why the Kings needed him. He's just a classy, smooth. He doesn't hit the hardest. He's right there. He's so steady. He's the inverse of Letang. He makes every play look easy. Letang makes every play look hard.
That's why I like Letang.
Yeah.
Letang thinks you get 3 points if the shot's difficult. But now, the beauty of Letang is he's not my whipping boy now, because now we have the great Derek Pouliot now.
Yeah.
That's why we don't have. And we did talk about it last week, but to get back to the Kessel situation, I do like the deal. I think Rutherford did as best he could after losing out to Brandon Saad, which of course would be the better player.
That's the guy you really wanted. Of course, who didn't? Who wouldn't?
Yeah. But Chicago, I mean, I guess Jose said that Brandon Saad now said he regrets. Did he fire his agent or what?
He was mad at his agent. I saw that. Yeah, because he thinks the agent priced him out in Chicago.
Yeah, he's like, I'll come back there and play for free.
Yeah,
yeah. Play with Taze and Tane.
Now, how do you
and,
think?
For Keith for free for a year before you get
now
Columbus.
Yeah. Play in Columbus.
How do you think he does in Columbus, guys?
Think he's going to do amazing. He is a great center, and it's all going to be about him now.
Maybe he pulls a Jeff Carter in Columbus and sucks, so he gets traded somewhere else and plays well there.
Because
Jeff
about.
Carter was terrible in Columbus, but he's a great player. He just wasn't happy.
But I think, Columbus. But that was before they Carter. They have the new kid Johansson, who's a great
They've
center.
Got more there.
Who's a great center?
They got
Hartnell
around.
I mean, that first line I said, Hartnell, Johansson, and Saad. Until Hartnell retires, that is going to be that's going to just poke me with like a hot stick in the eye. they wanted to be our rivals. Now they are. Saad is going to. Scott's gonna kill us, and now you know. And now they just signed Gregory Campbell too.
Yeah, that's
how much grit does that team have?
So the Jackets are.
Yeah, they're gonna be a tough team to play. Probably one of the toughest in the East. Actually,
there's now there's five teams in the Atlantic that are just all about the same. And I like Edom. I don't like the for the Rangers. Haglund I like, but I think Edom's gonna be a good player. I don't like them losing Talbot. I think that might be the big thing that knocks them down.
Right.
And for the Penguins, someone needs to knock down a notch because the Capitals just got Justin Williams and Oshie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's – yeah.
You know, who else? The Islanders aren't going anywhere. Mm-hmm. They didn't really improve, but they're not going. They didn't have to.
They don't have to. They're young. They're solid. They'll all grow together and –
Yeah.
Now jumping back to the Kings for a second, how do you think Lucic will fit in and help the Kings?
You know, it's a contract year, and so you know I think it's going to be huge. I think he's going to do well. I mean, he's going to play with Kopitar, he's going to play with Gabarek, and that first line is
a good line.
You're not going to get the puck away from those guys.
No,
that's a good line.
There's nothing like Lucic wanting and trying.
Yeah,
Lucic takes nights off. As much as I love the L train, he takes nights off. Lucic will not take nights off this year.
Right,
it's going to be insane. I mean, that's a forecheck. Mm-hmm. When Kopitar dumps the puck and the L train's coming, it's over. Yeah. They get the puck back to Kopitar, over to Gabrick.
Yeah. Oh, I love that line.
I mean, that's
that's
what I
line.
Mean. I mean, you know, it's like you know, Lucic and everyone's a little bigger when Lucic is on the ice. I mean. Mm-hmm. They're loaded. I mean, let's face it. If Voinov comes back, I mean, they're loaded.
They're loaded.
That's all they were missing.
Yeah. Now losing Justin Williams, so
yeah, I mean,
takes a little bit out.
A little bit of that, you know, he's the locker room clutch guy, which is important. But I saw this coming. I think everybody on the Kings saw this coming a mile away. So it's not a surprise. I mean,
yeah, I guess, yeah, that's right. The fact that he signed for less is a little bit of a surprise.
That's surprising.
I think the real blow is going to be that $7 million around Dusty's head because he's going to become Mike Richards, hopefully not with the Bobby Probert.
Yeah, Detroit, if he gets some Oxycontin, he'll be.
But you know, they're giving Kunitz grief for making $375 million playing third line.
Right.
$7 million playing third line.
Yeah.
And he's not breaking up. They're not breaking up the 70s line.
Right.
Nope.
And now the 70s line, the other 70s kid should be healthy again now.
Mm-hmm. Tanner Pearson.
Yeah,
Pearson,
he should be back. Player. Now they'll be 470s.
Pearson's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
And
we've got some kids coming out of Manchester that'll make the team this year who are very good.
You think, really? Yeah.
And any defensemen that. I mean, Schultz won the Calder for you guys.
Yeah, he wasn't really. He actually didn't play that much. He was in the third pairing in Manchester.
In Manchester, he was in the third pairing. Yeah, he was in the second pairing in the Kings.
I know. But the kid that we traded to Boston, Colin Miller, he was, oh, man, he was the guy.
He was.
For me, because he won the hardest shot in the AHL competition and the fastest skater in the same year. And now that's the guy we shipped.
For poops and giggles, who do you think gave up the most? If you say we love Lucic, we love Saad, we love Kessel. Who do you think gave up 1, 2, 3? Like who gave up the most?
Columbus gave up the most because Anisimov is the best player out of any of those players that was moved. I would say.
Yeah, I think so too.
Well, and this kid Marco.
Yeah.
Marco Dano is a good player.
He's a good player. But it's all, you know, what's going to potential.
So, now, are you upset that the Kings had to give up Jones?
Only the thing that stings about that is that Boston traded him to San Jose.
That's the thing.
So
now
we're going to see
conference.
Him six times a year, and he's not going to be happy about that. Yeah. And I like Jones a lot. I like Jones.
Jones is good, wasn't he?
Yeah. Solid. Definitely a number one caliber type of goalie.
Yeah, I think the goaltending spinorama was really interesting.
because
now Minnesota.
Sorry, we're talking about the Kings signed Enroth as their backup.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, from Buffalo.
Because, I mean, now Dallas got Antti Niemi.
Right.
And that, I mean, because they gave up the first 4 months of the season, trying to find someone. Right. So that's huge for them. Mm-hmm. You got Martin Jones in San Jose. Yeah.
That hurts.
Yeah.
You know, and now the Sabres might have a goaltender.
Who did they get?
They got Lehrer, the third man out in Ottawa. And now the Anaheim Ducks have three goaltenders, which means they
always have three goaltenders.
Always got three. That's how Barbecue likes it.
Yeah, Barbecue likes to be confused. Yeah. He likes to go into his season confused.
Right.
He's predicting half a season.
But now, you know, in Vancouver lost Eddie Lack. Now that was strange.
Yeah,
it's just a very.
The goaltending in the playoffs last year was confusing too. If you looked at all the goalies that were left, and like they were all having problems. Crawford wasn't even playing, and I don't know. It just didn't seem like it was.
Look, I think Crawford stood huge.
Yeah, he came back.
He was awesome the way he came back.
Yeah, I mean, but obviously Darling saved the season.
Mm-hmm.
Darling's a future. I mean, he's really.
That's why they move Ranta right out of there.
Right.
No, darling, you're always have a home here, my friend.
Right.
I mean, behind the back, save that one, our save of the year.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we can talk about that. I bet Nashville got Jackman. Like they need more defensemen.
Nashville's got the best defense.
They absolutely have the best defense. I mean, I pick Shea Weber as my Norris Trophy winner. Yeah. I mean, and now they got Jackman to play a six guy, but you know, they're throwing money at Mike Ribeiro. Has Ribeiro ever had two good seasons in a row?
He only does well in that contract year. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, you know that was a strange move.
What do you think about the trade, Hagelin for Edom?
I think I like it for both because Hagelin's got a little swagger. And he can score some big goals. He got some nice hands,
no one can catch him.
Try to push him around in Anaheim, but someone will knock you on your head.
Well, that's the thing.
I mean, in the Rangers, people could push him around and move him out of the way. But okay, if he's on the line with Kessel, I mean, do you really want to?
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Kessler.
Kessler.
Are you really going to be pushing?
Right.
You know.
And Edom's a good young player.
I think the Rangers needed someone like I think the Rangers are woefully not tough when you need to be. Mm-hmm. I like Stepan. I think Kreider is tough and a big guy gets in there. But I think some of those other guys like Hagelin who they moved and Stepan and I'm missing somebody.
I think they really missed Zuccarello in that series for sure.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
But he's another guy that, you know, can be pushed off the puck a little bit. He has nuts to get in the way. I mean, he'll go right at it.
Yeah.
But
Edom's, he'll hit you.
He's got some size. That's what I mean. I think, you know,
he's fast too.
And he got hands. And you look who they're going to face. Their competition is the Capitals and the Columbus Blue Jackets and the Islanders.
Yeah.
And all those teams are big and nasty.
Yeah, you want to get a little bigger.
Yeah, so I think that was a great move by the Rangers. I like that.
Who's
like
their backup now? New York.
I believe it's Ranta.
Okay.
We should probably look that up before I spot it off. But
Talbot played what? 30
Talbot
games
did.
Last
yeah,
year,
he
something
did.
Like that.
Yeah,
for like a third of the season.
Played very well.
Yeah. Which we were saying, I think that is going to be their albatross.
Yeah.
Because he saved their season. If they just went 500 hockey, I mean, that's not good for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I love Henry Lundqvist. I think he's a He's a winner. He hasn't won the big prize. He's a winner. He leads that team. He's
leader.
He's the heart and soul. Yeah. He can't get. He can't take 40 shots 80 nights a week.
Well, none of these guys can.
Yeah, I mean,
everybody needs a good backup now.
They need a good backup, and I think their defensemen are getting worn out a little bit too now. So it's like
they've gone deep in recent years in the playoffs. So a lot of mileage.
Yeah.
Now, jumping around a little, how do you think Phil Kessel's going to fit in at Pittsburgh? What do you think?
Yeah, what's that line? What do you think the line? Give me the top two lines. I don't really know what's going to happen.
Well, you know, what's funny is, and I know people are going to say, oh, you just love Gino. But, no, he'd play better, but he would play better with Malkin. Because Malkin played with Sikora, the sniper, and they won the Stanley Cup. He played with Neil, the sniper, and Neil got 40 goals, and Gino won the MVP. Right. But Sid's going to whine, we never got one. We said it. Mm-hmm. And then he won't click with Sid. Because Sid only knows how to play the straight-ahead game, and that's why he's good with Hornquist.
Right.
Right.
So,
and the
Kunitzes and the Dupuis of the world. Right. And there's nothing wrong with that. But they'll force that, and then they'll be whatever, and then they'll come back to it'll be to me, the best team would be Hornquist. To me, it would be Sid, Hornquist, and Perron, the first line. Yeah. Second line would be Gino, Kessel, and the Russian guy that played on Ovi's line over in the Russian Olympics, who they Plotnikov. And then the third line, which is a great third line, Sutter, our boy Kunitz, and Super Duper. Then the fourth line, you get Oscar Sundquist and two ham and eggers, and you keep the keep the salary cap down.
How many goals do you think Kessel gets?
47.
Wow. Really? 47?
Really? Yeah. They're gonna be wicked on the power play because Kessler is better. Kessel. People are gonna shit. I want to thank all the fans that came out and saw me on the tours.
Yeah, first of all, that's cool.
In the Pittsburgh Fest. Yeah. You guys are the best. Second of all, I'm going to apologize right now because I'm going to screw this up till the end of time.
Yeah, probably.
So bear with me.
Normally, you know everything. So.
Yeah, no. I mean, the Kessler, that's just but Kessel's wicked. Yeah. He's a wicked, fast. He's a wicked.
He puts him away when he gets the chance.
And how many times last year did Kunitz and Hornquist just not bury the shot? And that's the thing. Gino's great at sensing when there's going to be a break.
Yeah.
And so everyone's biggest fear of the Gino Kessel line though is obviously Gino and Kessel up at center ice playing the ice capades. In Pooley, I can't get the puck out for a half hour because that will happen.
Yeah.
But so what? You know, I mean, you know.
Well, Gino's going to make him look good too.
Yeah, Gino makes everybody look good.
Yeah.
You know, he really does. You know,
as long as you have the puck, you're fine.
Yeah, Well, you know what though, Gino. Last year, Gino played great. He back checked a ton.
Yeah.
The big guys played their asses off last year. That was, but they didn't have the talent around them.
Mm-hmm. So this helps. This is gonna.
I like getting rid of Spaulding. Rutherford did a great job. He got rid of Spaulding, who's a ham and egger, you know, and with a big contract for no reason. He's getting 15% off of his salary cap to Toronto. He got rid of Harrington, who's gonna have to hear about all the time. Blah blah blah. He's gonna be what? Where's he gonna play? He's okay. And Kasperi Kapanen, small guy, good hands. Is it going to be Theo Fleury? Is it going to be Martin St. Louis?
There's tons of players.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. You know, let's get Kessel. Because basically, we may not even have it. There might be more of a team in Vegas in 2 years than the Penguins have with how we have no draft picks. Like, right. We got to go now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I would.
As the Kings sort of thing, too, now. I mean, traded a lot of future for. Right now, because Kopitar's not signed, there's a lot of question marks.
Now, what do you think about?
But the young kid, your young guys are signed up though.
Yeah,
and I was kind of against all that last year when they were signing, you know, the Nolans, all the 70s guys.
Right.
Because my big thing, which I love that the Blackhawks did, and which the Penguins didn't do, and the Boston didn't do, and you can see their decline and their demise, mm-hmm. was third and fourth liners live out of hotels. They don't buy houses. No one should.
Right.
If you're on the third and fourth line, you shouldn't assume you're on the team for the next 4 years.
Right.
You know, that's just.
Didn't it start with Marty LaPointe getting 4.5
yeah.
as a free agent from Boston?
Yeah. All right, guys, let's talk about DraftKings. I mean, it's amazing. Earlier this year, DraftKings celebrated golf's first two majors by crowning the first ever fantasy golf millionaires. That's just ridiculous. Fantasy golf millionaires. And so then next week is the third major, and DraftKings is picking off right where they left off by dueling out $3 million in prizes. So someone's going to be golf's next fantasy millionaire. DraftKings.com is America's favorite one-week fantasy golf site, where you can win huge prizes in every tournament. So whether you live and breathe golf or just love the thrill of fantasy sports, DraftKings lets you experience the game in a whole new way. By playing to win $1 million, just pick six golfers, pile up the points, pick up your cash. That's it. I mean, I can pick six golfers. This is amazing, Frazier. I love this. It's the biggest one-week fantasy golf contest ever. The event begins with the tournament, so you choose your players before next Wednesday night. So remember that. Put in your smartphone. Next Wednesday night, how to be done. Just pick six. I'm going to do it. I mean, $1 million. Who can't use $1 million? And there could be a giant check in your. Wouldn't that be fun to stand out there with a huge check, Andrew, like that with my name on it from DraftKings? That would be awesome. Hurry to DraftKings.com right now. Use the promo code PUCK, P-U-C-K, and play for free for a shot to become a millionaire. Enter PUCK, P-U-C-K now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. Pick six golfers. Win $1 million. How much more easier can it be? All right.
Now, what do you think? We've often sung his praises, and he is a heart and soul guy. What do you think if they have to unload Dusty Brown?
I get it. You know,
it's a huge contract.
It is so, $7 million. Oh, my gosh. I mean,
huge contract. Now, do you think his skills have diminished, or is he still?
If you look at the stats, doesn't look like he played well, but I watched all. Every game, and he had more fire in him than season.
He always does. He
didn't have Stoll had a terrible year. He was also playing with Justin Williams, who actually also had a pretty, okay year. But Brown was the best player on that line every night.
Dusty turned it up on the games when the whole team turned it up. You could tell when it was like. Remember when they turned it up and everyone's like, now they're going to make the playoffs? I thought Dusty was one of the catalysts for that.
Yeah.
Him and Carter.
Mm-hmm. He always steps up.
Yeah, I think so too. $7 million, man. You're going to have to find someone that has a disgruntled. That you're going to have to find. Something like a Rick Nash situation,
right.
where someone's we need the Rangers are out of it. They need someone to come in there and play the sheriff.
Where could you see him going?
Okay, I have a perfect scenario for Dustin Brown. Let's say Buffalo is in the eighth, ninth spot. He's from Ithaca. You know, maybe Buffalo wants to make a push to make it into the playoffs this year. Trade for Dustin Brown, little leadership, little veteran presence. Give some prospects to the Kings.
Can they afford that contract?
Yeah, I think they can. Buffalo
the Dusty
afforded.
Played under Disco. He'll veto the contract. He'll be like, remember the Olympic debacle when no one made an adjustment? I'm not going there. do you think? I mean, do you think Buffalo is a? I don't. I think Buffalo's a ways away.
Yeah,
I think Eichel was great.
I love Ryan O'Reilly.
Yeah, Ryan O'Reilly, and then they get Big Daddy Kane. Who Disco will get Big Daddy Kane to play because he'll bend over backwards and break every team rule.
What about
to let him play? I mean, he's a player's guy.
Yeah.
What about Jack Eichel?
I think in the long run he could be better than McDavid.
Really?
Yeah. You know, that's the Sagan Taylor Hall thing. You know, because Sagan turns out is looking a lot better than Taylor Hall, and that was a whole debate.
A lot of it is just is where you go though. A lot of it's where you go. I think McDavid looks amazing and eerie. You watch the films and the games and the league has to, if the league protect, I mean, I know Greib is going to come in there and clean house. And, you know, if the league protects him, then he could be the next.
You were saying
he
that.
He could be the next yeah. Gretzky Lemieux. Yeah. If they let him get hit in the head like Lindros, he'll be out in 2 weeks. I mean, no, I mean, you know, I mean, it's the game has changed. I heard a great thing today. I will tap on the stick to Jonathan Bomboli about adding more scoring. And he had a great thing. He said, because I hate power play games too.
Yeah.
I hate 12 power play games. You know, it's like a power play and you never get flow in a game.
Yeah.
No flow. The ref should call everything in front of the net and then and along the boards in the corners like it's 1970.
Right.
And they should call everything everywhere else like it's like it's 2004 5 coming straight out of the lockout. Mm-hmm. So in the battle zones, let him battle, let it go. Be a war, and that's entertaining.
Right.
And everywhere else, just clean it up.
Right.
That's what they should
do. You like that?
I love that idea because I mean, that's why when we you know, and we'll probably do it in a couple weeks when we do our favorite Red Wings. That's why I love Dino Cicerelli.
Yeah.
Dino Cicerelli took a beating back when you were allowed to take beatings in front of the net. That's seeing someone with the nuts to stand there and still score like 500 and some goals.
Right.
That's what makes it hockey. If I want to see no one get hit, I'll watch the NFL. No, I mean, you know, this guy held me in the corner. No, you want to see people work in the corner. Yeah. I just don't want to see two defensemen clutch Crosby as he has a breakaway.
Right.
When someone throws a puck up, I see two guys just get in front of him, and that's obstruction.
Sure.
Yeah.
So that's what they can do to McDavid. But if they don't obstruct McDavid, let him run around with the Nuge. No, the other guys on that team, that's a high-flying team.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
And that would be fun. You know, but I think Edmonton improved themselves. And now they finally got a goaltender.
Yeah.
Yep.
If anything, Vancouver went down, because I liked Eddie Lack as the goaltender. I know Miller came in and with a little bit of a playoff, not even say hero, but he won a game or two. But, I mean, they're down.
Well, Vancouver lost Bieksa too.
And they lost Cassian.
Cassian
went to Montreal,
and
he's gonna love playing for Terran. He's gonna be like the old lady that unleashes the bulldog on Bugs Bunny. I mean, Terran is gonna sending Cassian over the boards.
That's a nice pickup.
You're messing with Galchenyuk. Oh, go out there, Cassian.
That's a nice pickup.
Oh, it's a great pick. And Prust is a good dude, but I mean. And Prust will bring leadership, but he's not going to bring what Cassian brings to Vancouver. And they lost Matthias. Remember how I was claiming that was the best like third line in hockey for a while?
Yeah.
They lost both those guys.
Yeah.
I wish the Penguins would have picked up Matthias. He went to Toronto.
Yeah.
And they got Winnick back. Thanks, Winnick, for nothing, for being a minus -9. Jesus. Oh, Winnick did every time he was a minus -8 and the Rangers scored 9 goals against us. And he was a minus -8. That's almost hard to do.
That's hard to do.
I mean, you have to time it perfectly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're playing 4 minutes a game and you're still a minus. How does that work?
But he was a defensive specialist.
Right.
And that's why we didn't get Kessler. Or that's why we didn't get Yager. Yeah. That's why we didn't get Yager.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Wait, where is Yager playing next?
He re-upped with Florida.
Yeah,
that's where I thought Jay Williams was gonna reappear. I thought that'd been a nice spot for him to come and help Yager. Yager's almost, you know, Messier saying they're making the playoffs next year.
Really?
Well, Florida has improved themselves. What do you think?
And Ekblad won the Norris, thank God.
The Norris or the rookie?
The rookie, I'm sorry.
Okay.
That's why we love having him.
Yeah, he knows the stuff. Yeah. I still think it should have been Johnny Hockey, but.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love
it. I like either of them.
Yeah. There's no crime in either of them. But
Who won the Norris this year?
Oh, the guy from Carlson.
John Carlson.
Oh, that's right.
Carlson. Yeah. No, Eric Carlson.
Eric Carlson. Yeah, they reward half seasons now.
Yeah.
Like they rewarded
Dubnyk,
OB
right?
the year before.
Yeah.
And Dubnyk. Yeah. I don't know how it couldn't go to Shea Weber or even Josie.
Right.
But I mean, really.
And it's funny that Doughty was nominated this year for it, and I thought he had a terrible year.
He had a bad
year. I thought it was his worst year as a pro.
Now, let me ask you something about that.
He was overexposed.
Yeah.
He just played too much.
He had to make up for it. You know.
Clearly an awesome player.
Yeah.
What happened to him this year?
Yeah, exposed, overplayed, a lot of, you know, he's not exactly the best in shape. He's never known to be, you know, a conditioned athlete.
Right.
His nickname was Donuts.
In the O. He plays a lot of minutes, though. Do you think that wore him out, too?
It wore him out. Muzzin actually had a bad year, too. That was his partner, who was good in that cup run for Doughty. And then a lot of moving parts, you know, with the Voinov and all these minutes. So I don't know. And he was trying too hard. That was his thing.
Anyway. But he had a little Letang disease.
Yeah.
He's out there too much. He's overextending. But, you know, it is an addition by subtraction. Robin Reguerre will not be there this year. So he will not be losing battles, losing battles and taking penalties. Yeah. So
that's what Matt Green is for. So
I'll take Matt Green all day long over that. I mean, if people think I love Lutz, they also know that Matt Green
is
why they
too.
Won the cup, and because Robin Reguerre got hurt.
Now, do you think Doughty rebounds?
Oh yeah, I think so. They have a lot. You know, they played a lot of games these last 3 years, so this offseason is exactly what this team needs.
Yeah, to recharge.
Recharge, you know? Yeah.
Get rid of, you know, and now, I mean, what's nice is I think if they don't, I mean, of course they did, you know, they didn't get Martin. But now I think they with Staal gone and let's say Voinov is gone.
Right.
Let's just say Voinov, and then Richard's gone. Yeah. They have to have a lot of money at the deadline. Yeah, to bring in whatever they need.
Is Staal gone?
He hasn't signed anywhere. I don't think anybody wants to sign him right now for some reason.
That's a dicey one.
Right?
Yeah.
But he's not on the Kings.
No, he's not.
Yeah, so they have a lot of room.
They've got some room. I think Oduya's still out there.
Yeah, I think Oduya's coming back to Chicago.
Yeah, I think he's trying.
That'd be a nice pickup, though.
I think he's
it?
Waiting for the Blackhawks to clear some cap so they can sign him. I think that's what I heard.
What if the Kings got him?
Well, that'd be a nice plug. That means probably it seals Voinov's fate.
Well, that's what the Kings they need. Oduya is a great 3-4.
You need a 3-4.
That's exactly what Paul Martin is. The guy that plays a ton of minutes. That doesn't make mistakes. I think Oduya's going back. But they did sign Rundblatt, mm-hmm. and they re-upped Van Riemsdyk, so they have all the safeguards if they don't get Oduya back.
Right,
but he's like the biggest guy that hasn't really signed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
what do you think? I still think Anaheim is your biggest problem, but I think San Jose getting Ward and Martin really helped themselves.
Yeah, and Jones.
And Jones, it's still the three best teams are in California. Yeah. Although two of them screwed up last year,
that's
true.
It's true.
And, but now Calgary got. I mean, the Kings' problem was they didn't expect Calgary to do anything.
It's tough to know if Calgary was one of those. You know, when Colorado won that division out of nowhere,
right.
And then had a crappy year the year later. I'm wondering if Calgary kind of goes through the same thing a little bit.
Yeah, can Johnny Hockey be that? I mean,
or can Hiller even? Or you know, I don't know. It's still.
They did get Frolik.
That's a good pickup. They have a lot of depth, but I don't know. A lot of players are playing above their.
Now does
heads.
Winnipeg continue to improve? And
I think
who's
so.
Who's their goalie?
Pavlik, and the other guy played great too.
Hutchinson.
They're like the only team that didn't do anything stupid.
Right.
And they'd say, oh, well, let's get rid of our backup goaltender. Yeah. We don't need him.
Yeah.
You know, I think they're really poised because I don't know. I like Brouwer, but I don't know. I don't think Oshie was the problem in St. Louis.
Right.
You know?
No, I don't either.
Was Oshie the problem? I think St. Louis is in for a rude awakening. I think Nashville is in for a rude awakening. I think Winnipeg's raring to go. I think Colorado's raring to go. I know people always say I dump on Minnesota. You signed Dubnyk and you signed the rest of your nobodies, but I mean, you re-upped
everybody.
I can't
imagine why they think that.
No, but I mean, really, is Minnesota? I mean, Sagan's not gonna get hurt again. He's not going to get his knee split in half right when they're making the charge. Avalanche aren't going to be like, oh, we have no one to play defense. And a lot of the whole, Dallas was Landy. How many times did you see coaches come out and say our goaltending sucked. Lindy Ruff did it like every week.
Yeah.
And it never got any better.
Yeah, it didn't. Yeah.
And then Lindbeck went to Buffalo and looked like Patrick Waugh.
Right.
And then he just screwed their chances of getting McDavid. Right.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, I just think they're still loaded. I don't think Vancouver helped themselves as much as they could have.
Right.
You know, I would agree. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The Northeast, I think Montreal, if they can still take Therrien, I think they're right there again. Well, I mean, I don't know what happened to Montreal in the playoffs.
That was hard to figure because they look good during the year.
Yeah.
What is that? I forget what happened. They lost to
Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay, right.
Yeah.
Well, Tampa Bay was pretty good.
Was it 3-0.
It was really quick after Tampa went to the distance with
Detroit
with the trip, but we won't talk about that.
Yeah, that's not.
Wow, it's still shocking.
It is, but you know what? It is, but you know, I knew they were good then, and so I wasn't too surprised. But Montreal had a good year. Mm-hmm. They kind of, I think they caught Montreal back on their heels.
Yeah, I think Tampa got hot, right?
Yeah,
too much.
Well, they got super hot, and I mean. I think Subban was never the same after they clipped him for that slash. Major. Really, that's the crime of the century,
right?
I mean,
but you're right, he wasn't the same.
Dino Cicerelli didn't even put a pad on for that. That's, you know,
yeah.
I mean, that was and that really changed everything.
You know, it did. You're right.
Yeah,
that was weird.
But Galchenyuk, I mean, I see those guys coming back. We'll see how long.
And Carey Price, I think he's the best goalie.
That's what we always say.
I think. I would take him over quick.
Now, Tampa Bay had such a great year. How do they do next year?
They only lost. The only one they're not bringing back is Brendan Morrow. They're bringing Schuster re-upped.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's coming back. And how great did those young kids play? Yeah. And apparently they were all hurt. I mean, this guy had a broken arm.
Johnson was certainly at the end.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that whole series changed when the Russian kid went head first into the turnbuckle, Nikita Koloff style. He hit his head. He was out in game five, and that he came back for game six, but he missed that whole game.
Yeah.
He was on fire. Kucherov.
Kucherov
was playing better than anybody.
Yeah.
He was a great player. Best player on the ice.
Yeah, he was good.
You know, I think Tampa Bay's going to be – I think Florida's going to be there. I think Boston takes it. I think Boston wants to go down.
Yeah.
I don't know if they want to miss the playoffs, but they're purposely just collecting draft picks.
Right.
And that's their game right now.
But then you sign Bilesky.
Complete garage sale. Yeah, then they get Bilesky.
Well, you got it. You know, there's it's an original six. They're real fans there. You can't – it's Boston. You can't just get –
full rebuild.
You can't just give up and say, okay, we want the Celtics and the Red Sox to have every – piece of ink in the world, you know.
Well, Bolesky's a great pickup.
How long do you think Chara plays for? He's getting real old.
How old is he?
I think he's 37.
He might be older than that. I think two more years.
Yeah.
Maybe only one more. Yeah. He was looking pretty old last year.
He was looking very old.
Is he as effective as he used to be? I was going to say.
No. Even if, as we talked about, we did the awards a couple of weeks ago. The fact that no one's even bringing up Chara's name in the Norris discussion is pretty weird.
Yeah,
that is weird.
He was a lock every year. Yeah,
it's the end of an era. That's why I didn't know why. It's still amazing that they just let the guy go to the Islanders. Boychuk.
He's Boston. He's like the heart and soul.
He was. Yeah. And we talk about that all the time too. But it's amazing. And they kept Tory Krug. It still boggles my mind. Tory Krug makes Derek Pouliot look like Chris Chelios. I also heard Yandel was possibly on the training block.
Really?
Yeah, the skirt of the year.
The
skirt of the year is possibly on the block.
Where do you think the skirt goes?
I don't know, probably, but everyone just goes back to Arizona
every year
because they know they can suck and nobody cares.
No one cares. Yeah.
Vermette did that. Vermette
and McCulloch.
Because Vermette knows that just get traded to somebody good at the end. Why not golf until March?
Right.
Then get a couple goals and then move up your stock and then they go to a winner.
I like the way Vermette did that. He looked good in those playoffs.
Yeah. Oh, he really did. It made Stan Bowman look like the biggest genius. I mean, even bigger genius.
Yeah. You know, he turned it up. Yeah. And had some great goals, some great shots.
Mm-hmm. He was a healthy scratch the first couple of games.
Yeah. Man, I know. Can you believe that? Joel knows what he's doing.
Right. He really does. He really does. There's such a people think coaching doesn't make a difference. The high end, it makes a difference.
Yeah it does.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's about to shame. Right. And then there's teams that are cut above. Right. And then there's teams that know how to get made. I mean, and just the leadership. I mean, just Taves.
Yeah.
That makes all the difference in the world. Compare him to all the other big teams, you know.
Does losing Saad hurt them? Obviously, it's hard to lose a great player like that. And some of those kids are going to be good, but they aren't ready to step in yet. What's that do to Chicago?
Well, you know, Anisimov or Artisimov, he takes the Brad Richards spot.
Yeah.
And that's a good move for them. I think it hurts him if Hossa declines in the next couple of years. Yeah. I think if Hossa is still Hossa, which is amazing, Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
If he continues the next couple of years, then they'll find people that can fill in. If Hossa declines, then they're going to miss, because that's the thing. Saad just killed penalties.
Yeah.
That's the thing. How many shorthanded chances and goals did he score? That's the other thing. Yeah. I mean, and that's what Kessel is never going to do.
Yeah.
That's what Luch is never going to do.
Right.
You know, that's what made Saad so. That's what made Saad so special. But I mean,
that's why we love these sort of Cam Neely type of players. You know?
Right. But I like. I mean, I think Trapp is underrated. I think Trapp is going to fit right in that fourth line. I think he'll play with Kruger. You know, because I'm not a big Versteeg guy.
Yeah.
Not a big Versteeg guy. But I mean, and Trapp also makes Bickle. If Bickle wants too much,
what happened to Bickle?
He's still out there.
He got paid, and that was.
No. But he's a restricted free agent.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he was in the same boat as like Saad.
So what's the word on Bickle Watch?
No one's gave him a ridiculous offer, so he's just hanging.
Come on, Detroit, pick him up.
Yeah.
I like Bickle.
It's well documented. But everyone loves Bickle.
Yeah.
I think Bickle can be had now.
Yeah, I think.
I think Bickle will be had. But because then you have the Marco Dano kid. He'll play third. And that's the thing. I think what sealed Saad's fate was how great Tara Vinen played.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I mean, they're like, oh yeah, this kid for three more years they can snipe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and I mean when four guys make 40% of the salary cap, someone's got to come cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Tara Vinen's got to come cheap, and these guys got to come cheap. And they're counting on these young defensemen to come cheap.
That's why you got to draft well for these situations.
And not throw away all your draft picks.
Yeah, so they can fit in with your expensive guys.
So is Chicago as good as they were this year and next year?
Yes.
If they bring back Oduya.
Yes.
Then they have the same four guys.
Same top four.
And their guys are their young defensemen have a little more experience. And then Tara Vinen has more experience. And then Tara Vinen has more experience. And then you get younger, and you get the other guys that want to win a cup and be a part of winning.
Yeah. Now, does somebody get Oduya?
I think Oduya's going to take a hometown discount and stay. And I think that's one of the reasons why Saad got pushed. I think that's one of the reasons why Richards isn't there. I think that they saw that with those four guys, they can pretty much win.
Would you take a hometown discount if you were a player to stay with a cup winning team as opposed to getting a bigger salary somewhere else?
It's an ego driven thing, you know. It's like, would you take less money to play at your home comedy club because you like there, or do you want to be the number one dog? And the and then someone says, "Oh, well, we'll give you this amount of money." It's a little bit of an ego thing, a little bit of a agents don't care who you're loyal to, who you want with. They want a percentage. I think if it's close, I think you give them the hometown discount. I think if the offers are insulting or not close, then I think you gotta go.
Yeah.
But I think when you're Oduya, I think you know. Why do the same guys always show up everywhere good? Because they don't want to. Oduya's not going to Arizona. Oduya's not going to win. I mean, Winnipeg's good now, but Oduya's not going to the bottom feeders. Oduya might come to Kings.
Yeah.
He might. That'd be great, whoever the winners are, Oduya's not going to. He's not going to go backwards now for a paycheck, right?
No. No.
And Chicago is such a great city.
Oh yeah.
I was just there. I mean, that's where you want to be.
It's a great place.
Yeah. How are the Dead shows?
Amazing.
They're good, huh?
Yeah. You know how the Dead has like probably the greatest marketing or whatever, like fandom kind of stuff in the world. I saw the best shirt I saw, and there was tons of them, tons of great ones, like Chicago, like Blackhawks were rated. Mm-hmm. But the Blackhawk chief was a Jerry Garcia's
face.
Oh,
I love that. You gotta love that.
Yeah.
Wow. I saw a Deadhead sticker on a Cadillac.
There you go.
Hey!
Boys of summer. It's summertime. Anything? Oh, what do you think of the new the GM? The thoughts on the GM, Jose? We didn't talk to you.
All right, so what exactly did get approved?
3-on-3 for 5 minutes. And okay.
How do you like that?
I like it because it's going to force the coaches to coach. Because it's you put two forwards, you put three forwards, you put 2D, you put one. You know, it becomes more of a chess match, I think. It's a sort of an element to the overtime that I think will be really cool.
Okay. What do you think of coaches' challenges?
I like it. But, okay, the thing, it's offsides, right, that can be challenged also.
And goalie interference.
Yep.
With the offsides, is it the whole – let's say a team goes offsides, they go in, they forecheck, they lose the puck, they get the puck, they score the goal. Can you challenge that? To me, it's a lot of gray area.
I think it's like a 2-on-1.
It's got to be a clean break.
Yeah, I think it's the clean break.
And goalie interference, do you think that's increased over the last few years?
There's a lot of weird goals and a lot of controversy with that stuff. I don't see why they can't review. I mean, the play is happening so quickly. They've got to, you know, evaluate all of these things, and they've got to make a call right there. I don't know. I just take it out of their hands a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's good. I like your point. I think it's good for the refs to take a little bit off their backs.
Yeah.
Because I think there's been a lot of goalie interference, and mm-hmm. I think
it's gotten worse, you think?
It's gotten worse, and then now you get guys like Lundqvist and other guys that flop all the time.
Yeah.
So this way, if the goalies might not flop, if they know it will legitimately get called.
Now,
you know what I mean?
If
it's going to legitimately get
called,
it
works both ways, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a fine for flopping? Like after the, you know, they watch the game and then they.
There is. Remember they gave they gave James Neal.
Yeah. Real deal.
They gave him it's like more of an insult. It's like $2,500 for when you dive.
Make it more.
Oh, and it was.
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah. You know what's awesome? We've gone 55 minutes, 57 seconds. Haven't once talked about the Flyers, who didn't do anything.
Yeah, you got to love that.
They didn't do anything. Well, they got rid of Zach Renault. I guess that's addition by subtraction. But, I mean, they didn't do anything. I guess they're just hoping Giroux doesn't grab any cops' asses. Or break his hand playing golf or doing whatever. That's all they're doing.
Now, what do you think about new franchises? You know, the word is Vegas and Seattle, potentially. Do you like those? Quebec City?
Love Seattle.
Once again.
Love Seattle. I like the idea of Vegas having a team just so I can go watch the Kings play in Vegas so I can drive out there six games three times a year to watch, you know, go crazy with a bunch of L.A. people out there.
Sure.
Oh, that'll be the funnest. I mean, I go to the Frozen Fury every year, so it's another. But for a game that actually means something, a Kings game out there, oh, man.
Can that town support? It's a million people.
It's never been
town.
Done before, so I think the NHL's, you know, I think they'll. And I don't think a lot of betting happens on hockey, so I think they can sort of get away.
I went to a Wranglers game there. It was packed.
Yeah? Yeah, I think so. I think all the tourists, a lot of Canadians in Vegas all the time. So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I love Seattle.
Seattle's a good one.
I love Seattle. There's so many great fans up there.
Arizona. I just don't want them to have a team anymore.
Joe likes to drive there.
As much as I don't want them to have a team, I would really, really, really feel bad for the people of Arizona.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I mean, as a Penguin fan, we almost lost our team twice. I don't like seeing people lose their team.
Yeah, it's not good.
Over just politicians and stupidity. Mm-hmm. But I only want one team in the desert. So If you can't make it happen in Arizona, move to Vegas.
Well,
and if you're going to be in Vegas, then don't be in Arizona. It's kind of stupid.
That's how.
But Seattle would be a great, super great market. They support amateur hockey. It's a huge city.
Thunderbirds do really well.
It's a huge city. It'd be a great place to go. It would be great. And then maybe Kansas City, because if Arizona moves, you still need two new teams.
Yeah. Well, now speaking of a team that lost their city that lost their team, Quebec City's in the conversation too.
I think a team would do well there. A second team in Toronto would even do really well.
Yeah, but they said the Maple Leafs will never let that happen.
Yeah.
They said. So we'll see. Well, who knows? Maybe we'll see what Shanny has to say.
Right.
Shanny's looking tired already. He's been in the job like
now. How many
hours.
Years?
That's a tough job.
How many years does it take Toronto to get on the map the new setup?
If they properly rebuild, then 4 years.
I don't know. I like Nazem Kadri is okay. Bozak is okay.
Yeah.
Fanuff is okay. I don't see anybody on that team that's on a good team.
Right.
No one on that team right now is on a good team. No one on that team is a top 10 guy on the Blackhawks or the Kings or even Tampa Bay. Even the Penguins, even the Rangers, the Rangers are much better than us, but I mean, the good teams, none of those guys play on.
Yeah.
Fanuff's a number five guy on the Blackhawks.
Well,
Bozak's on the fourth line on the Blackhawks. Kadri's a healthy scratch.
I've had to have a rebuild as a Kings fan for a long time, more recent than you guys have had a rebuild, I think. So I think when I saw Kopitar get drafted and watched him play early on, I'm like, oh, okay, this is something. And then Doughty gets drafted.
West Coast Malkin.
Yeah. And then and you get excited. You can see that these are real budding superstars. I don't think Toronto has any of that yet.
That's tough.
You
got to build a team around someone,
I know they paid him a lot of money, but I keep thinking Babcock, what was that move? Because it's not going to happen quick. Even with him, he's good with the young players.
He went out and said, though, it's a rebuilding process. He is starting from the ground. In fact, he just said Ken Holland's the best GM in hockey today.
Did he?
Wow. Yeah.
Very nice thing to say. Although he said he put together a team that can't win a cup. Remember when he left?
I remember that. I do remember that. Yeah.
He's kind of being nicer now.
Yeah.
But, it's going to take him 4 or 5 years. Yeah. They need someone, I don't think it'll be Kopitar because he's from whatever, like a Borat country. But they need somebody to, say, I want to come. Like Babcock said, I want to come to Toronto.
Yeah.
They need... they're hoping Stamkos does that.
Right.
They need someone like that to say, I want to come to Toronto.
Yeah.
Then maybe they get Stamkos and then some other, whoever.
Get some vets in there that,
They need someone to say, I want to come there
and
as the lead guy.
All right, guys. Well, you know what? I guess it's time to wrap it up. It was a fun show.
Oh, yeah.
And Jose,
always great when the great Jose.
He's really knowledgeable.
That's so fun.
Knows his stuff, and he's excited like we are about Looch.
Wore the suit for Looch.
Yeah, come on. I had to dress up for that. I'm doing a little shoot today with Dana Carvey.
Oh.
Little thing.
Look at that. It's a little thing, Mr. Yeah. Look at that.
It is a church lady thing, believe it or not.
Oh, wow, okay. Yeah.
I'm the church lady's manager. That's the part I'm playing.
Oh, that's great.
And you're welcome back, Joe.
I know you had a great trip. Yeah, and once again, thank all the fans that came out to see me with Bill and then the Pittsburgh Comedy Fest, the great Randy Bauman. Just good times, man. Good times. Jose, where's Ozma going to be? And I saw you guys. You guys were great.
Oh, thanks.
At the outside, I saw you. Remember, you guys were rocking it. My dog loved it.
Yeah, if the dog loves it.
We got nothing planned. I'm recording a solo record.
Oh, cool.
Tomorrow.
So
Tomorrow.
Congratulations. Little David Lee Roth in him here, breaking away.
Yeah, come on.
I'm actually recording down the street from your house. Literally a block away. That's where.
Can I come in?
You can totally come in tomorrow and check it out if you want.
Yeah.
Right on Mountain Trail in Montecito.
Okay, if it's more than 3-block walk, I'm going to die because of the smog. Although I dropped some weight. I lost a good 20.
Hey, okay. Well, congrats on that.
Thank you. Best
on that.
Yeah.
And we thank you guys for joining us. I'll be on Sunday night, of course, KLOS 95.5. And 10 till 2 is the time. So if you get a chance, check that out. Steve Garvey is my guest.
Oh, my.
Because we've got the All-Star break coming
up. You get every big shot around. I mean, you're filling the void left by Letterman and Leno. People are now saying they have to go see the captain.
Well, now if I could just get on It's Only in Monroe, take over for Steve Colbert.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Did you see that?
What happened?
Oh, he did a thing with Eminem on local Detroit, outside of Detroit, actually, public access.
Oh, was it good? I guess
it was awesome.
Oh, I got to check it out.
Check
then. There's your
YouTube.
Plug. And read the Paul Martin story. Okay. And buy your Lutz jerseys, and your Bolesky jersey sweaters. Excuse me. Yeah. And I'll be getting my Phil Kessel.
Yeah, I'm getting the Mike Green.
There you go.
Come on, game over. All right, that's it for Puck Off. Thanks for joining us. We are out.